or get things started right off with them here tonight. And Scott City football 6-1 on the year. Senior night, regular season finale. Colby in town on Friday night, and the Beavers with a big impressive 58-7 win at Goodland last Friday night. And here we're starting off with head coach for Scott City and Jim Turner. Coach, a great win for your team. And, you know, as rigorous a schedule it had been for a while, and you go up against a team like Goodland, it's only had one win coming in. I think you had to be pretty happy about how your team just kind of went out and took care of business and took them, you know, kind of put the game in doubt early on.
Yeah, you know, you're always concerned. They got that Cure kid that's pretty talented, a receiver. You don't want to break a big one, but the guys did a really good job on him. And, you know, they spread it on us most the whole game until they put their JV in at the end. Then they got back in their single wing, which we didn't expect that. But did a good job on the pass defense and putting a little pass rush on the quarterback. And the offense kind of came out and just rolled. We had some penalties cost us one score down there, a fumble, and then some penalties on another one. Otherwise, I think we scored about every time we had it. So.
Yeah, it was a pretty cold night as well, and so we had to kind of bundle up for that with the wind in your face on the Scott City sideline there. But you know, you mentioned it offensively. You guys rack up nearly 400 yards in that first half, and there was a couple of mistakes there here and there. But I think the distribution of the ball, how it was spread around, I think you had to be pretty happy with.
Yeah, Avery had a really big game, you know, rushing and receiving. And Colin had a normal game that he's had through most of the season. And Cam threw the ball around really nice. I think he was 10 for 11. You know, Jackson caught some passes. Tracer caught a pass out there. I mean, we just did a pretty good job. Yeah, we got a lot of weapons if we're playing well and doing a good job. We got a lot of guys that can get the ball to him. So.
And, you know, one of those kids that made a start, his first career start, hadn't really played any defense on varsity all year. Peyton Bergner comes out with two picks, and I thought that was really good sign to see for him coming out for a first time on varsity there.
Yeah, we call him Triple Meat. I think he's something about a triple meat burger he ate somewhere or something. He hadn't put much weight on, but he needs to work on it. But he did a really good job. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in the right place most every pass that came through there. He's disappointed he didn't catch a couple of them that he did get his hands on, but he did have two interceptions, some nice returns on him. And, you know, big thing, he's first start, he's right where he's supposed to be, you know, in the coverage. So, you know, we're working a little more this week with Avery out. He's, you know, trying to get a little more vocal with him and start talking a lot more back there. So, you know, good to get him in here.
No, defense, just – playing the pass, you haven't played teams that were strictly pass first like they have, like Goodland did the other night there, and you had to be pretty happy about how well that maybe will prepare you here, including the game on Friday night.
Yeah, Goodland or Colby's going to throw it around a lot too. I don't know about the next opponent. I haven't really looked at either one of them yet, but you know, we're going to be able to cover the pass and the run, and you know, I'm really surprised Goodland didn't try to run more, which. Mm-hmm. You know, probably, I don't know if they're 50-50, but if not, they're close, run pass through other games. But they just bailed on their single wing and went straight to the spread stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned Friday. I can't believe it's already the end of the regular season, and Colby comes to town. And this is an interesting team. They're 4-3 on the year, and they get by Lakin the other night by 6 points, I believe it was. But a team that's throwing the ball pretty well, and they got some pretty good receivers.
Yeah, they got really good athletes. They're kind of like Goodland with the one boy, you know, with Akira kid. They got two or three guys that can catch it. The quarterback's left-handed, likes to run it too. You know, so we're going to have to control him in the pocket and, you know, get him on the ground, and then we're going to cover pretty well in the secondary. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, and it's one of those teams that if they could pop a big one, you know, they will. And I think they scored first in most all their games, you know, compared to their opponent. Until I think Lakin might have scored first on them. But,
I think, yeah.
You know, they like to get out and throw the ball around, and they've scored on Holcomb, scored on Hugoton first drive. And so we're going to play really well and get out and compete with them.
He had a lot of newcomers that made the starts on Friday night just with some injuries and whatnot, and he had to feel pretty good about where they were at and what they did.
Yeah, we rotated quite a few around. Tanner was out, and Caesar was out for defensive line stuff, and so we shuffled some people in. We lost Brevin, of course, a week before that, so Ryan's still in there at center, and had a nose guard for the first time, struggled a little bit, but something we can work on and keep improving on.
All right, should be a fun one there. Friday nights, I can't believe it's the last one of the regular season.
Well, it's going fast. You know, the seniors, it'll be gone before they know it. You know, it's kind of don't think that when you start the season, and then it just zips along. And last year and this year rolled really fast. You know, we've been great practicing on the turf field. You know, I think we practice on grass three or four times this year. I don't like it anymore. You know, the turf is just so smooth and no holes in it, and it's just really nice to get out there every day.
I don't know if he coordinated it with home middle school football games, but every time you guys had a road game the next day on Friday, every time you had a road game, Scott City Middle School had a home football game. Yeah. So you guys could get accustomed to grass the day before every time.
It worked out this year. Next year, I think we'll be out there quite a few times because I think they're at home a lot next year. So.
All right. Well, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks, as always, for the time here, Coach. And we'll talk to you here later on this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Head Coach Jim Turner. We got a couple of seniors. We're going to get Brian Sundermark joining us here, beginning things off. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You made that first career start over at left tackle last Friday night. And what were the motions for you when you got the call there, and how'd you feel like you played?
I felt like I did pretty all right. I did get a false start call, though. I was a little excited at first, but I adjusted.
Well, that happens, but, you know, you had to enjoy the fact that, you know, you guys were able to dominate there. What worked well with your blocking on Friday?
Just staying on my blocks and just staying low, just got me to keep on my blocks.
You've kind of been in a rotating role as well with Braden earlier this year, and but you get the start there at left tackle. You've played a little bit defensive end as well. What's the biggest thing you kind of enjoy about football?
I enjoy just being around the team and having good energy with the team. It's just a good time being around everybody.
Has it gone too fast for you this year?
Yeah, it's gone by really quick.
Yeah, I can't believe it's week eight, and then you get your final regular season home game, and you're going to get at least one playoff game next week at home. And what are some things that you're trying to do to kind of remember the moments with? What are some things you're trying to do here?
Trying to get more pancake blocks. That'd be nice. They're fun to have and stuff.
Did you get a few of them this year?
Yeah, I've had two or three.
Do you get like a stack of pancakes to eat afterwards? Or?
Oh, I wish.
I wish. Maybe we can work on that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've had a great season here. Thanks again, as always, here at Bryanston. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, here we talk with Tanner Gooden here. And, well, you've had a pretty good season. Missed last week because of a little injury trying to heal up here. But how do you feel like you've been overall this year?
I feel like I've done pretty well. Obviously, always room for improvement, getting lower, staying on blocks a little longer, but overall, I feel like I've done really well.
Yeah, you've had some big moments this year as well along that line there, and you know, what's been some of your things that you feel like you've really been able to accomplish?
Well, clogging up the hole on defense, I felt like I've done a pretty good job of just taking on those bigger guys like Cooper Tishner and Drayton Knoll from Holcomb. I felt like I did pretty well against some bigger people, especially when I'm slightly smaller than them.
You've had to kind of battle them, or especially Cooper, since you've been in middle school. So what a battle that's been, and it's going to be weird not going up against him anymore, huh?
Yeah, and I will say it definitely feels really good that I will never lose to Holcomb again.
All right, but you've had a good run there, but the team, what a fun year it's had. I mean, how much fun have you had?
Well, I really enjoy the games. Practices, a lot less.
Yeah.
I mean, I really enjoy hanging out with my friends and being able to go and play. And I love on Fridays whenever, like, I just obliterate someone and everyone in the stands gets to see that.
Yeah. Are you running out of room for your pancake stickers?
Not quite, because we're supposed to turn in our film to coach. And I haven't really been doing that. I've only done it for like two or three games, and I have like seven or eight stickers. So,
okay. So you're a little bit behind then.
Yeah.
Well, I know, unfortunately, you were out last week, so you don't have to turn anything from last week. So,
yeah.
But no, but I was glad you were also able to survive the cold.
Yeah.
But Friday night, Colby, senior night, what's it like that? Kind of go through a senior night that you're one of those that's going to be honored there before the game.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, both because having senior night, obviously, and playing Colby, I'm really looking forward to the game. I'm thinking that we should be able to go out there and have a great time, good win, as long as we play like we should.
Absolutely. Hopefully things work out for you, Tanner. And thanks again, as always, for stopping by here. And good luck to you coming up here. And hopefully we get to, you know, this week, next week, and continue on, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
You betcha. Once again, senior